my specialism is bee disease, so I've worked on bee disease for over 10 years, and it's surprising actually that bees do have diseases. People don't think of that, but they are subject to viruses like we are, bacterial infections like we are, fungal infections like we are, and even ectoparasitic mites, these things that sit on the surface of them and they feed. And all of those things can be detrimental to their health. What we do here is we help to inform government control programs and try to optimize those programs to help to reduce the amount of disease that's out there. So we help the inspectors find the disease, we help with the diagnosis of the disease, providing novel molecular methods and novel diagnostics to help confirm disease. And then we can come up with various different new ways of helping to treat disease as well.
Could you talk to me about pollination and your work around that?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned a few moments ago, that pollination is one of the main reasons why we are interested in keeping a healthy bee population. Bees, as they go about their business, they are completely vegetarian. They get all of their nutrition from either nectar or pollen that comes from flowers. So flowers, whether they're flowers of crops or wildflowers, that's their whole diet. And so the environment around us really does need to provide for them. And as the environment provides for them, as they go visiting those flowers, collecting nectar and pollen, they're actually pollinating the flowers, which is beneficial for the flowers, but it's also beneficial for us when those flowers are crops. So actually, something like 3/4 of all of the crops that we eat and survive on as a human species require insect pollination in some form or another. And so it's important that we maintain the health of these bee populations in order that we are able to receive these free services from the bees that help us to eat.
How important is it? So, for example, if you weren't doing this work, what would be the result?
It's important because without the experts working on bee disease, without some of the checks in place, without some of the new products that we help to bring onto the market, which actually help beekeepers to control disease in bees. Without those things, then some of those diseases are going to spread, they're going to kill more colonies, they're going to reduce the population of bees from where they are now. And actually, then we would start to see a decline in the population. We're very lucky in this country in that we've got some of the world leading expertise in this area, working on bee health and making sure that the levels of some of those damaging diseases are staying far lower than they are in any other country around the world. So without that, we would be just simply losing more colonies, losing more bees, and as a result would have less access to their pollination services, which is what we need in order to produce food and to eat.
We are surrounded by millions of bees, thousands, millions?
Oh, millions here, yeah. So each colony will have 50,000 individuals, and in each you can see how many colonies you have around you.
As well as looking at bee health and pollination, you also look into therapeutics. How does that work?
So we talked a little bit about bee disease, and one of the ways that you can treat disease is you can offer therapies in order to reduce the impact of that disease. We have them all the time for humans or our pets or our animals, our livestock. Well, in a way, bees are livestock. They're out doing a service for us. And so we've been working to try to find new treatments to help to reduce the impact of viruses in honeybees. And so we've been trying to subject bees to the viruses and then providing them with treatments to help prevent those viruses building up and causing them damage.